Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Were you not there when
the last time
you saw the baby, the newborn baby in the background, and the woman was taking a picture
while she was in the bed. In the family bed?
Girl, you saw
yeah,
this.
It was the family bed.
Did you not see it?
Yeah, the family bed.
It what was I mean, the newborn baby is above the bed, fresh. Just
the actual baby.
Like yeah, no, that's how you couldn't even argue it was a hotel room. It was the family bed. It was the family bed.
These footballers are.
Yeah.
These footballers are nasty.
They're nasty.
I'm surprised you hadn't seen that.
So his wife was still wearing like maternity pads and
probably.
These.
Yeah. Well, on that note. Hey guys, welcome back to the Gold Diggers podcast. It's been International Week. There's surprisingly not that much to talk about, but we're squeezing lemons and making lemonade. Is that the right saying?
Yeah, it's close enough.
Thank you. Anyway, you're joined by me. I'll be hosting today at Anita by me on all socials, and I'm here with
Shy at Shy Carter,
Mariam at @IamMariam_X,
Tima at @Teams_GH,
Lauren at @LaurenCoys on X.
Now, before we get into it, welcome back, Mariam.
Thank you.
Hi.
How do you, can we do United Get Battered?
Everywhere they go,
United
Get Battered. Everywhere they go. Everywhere they go.
United
Get Battered. Everywhere they go.
United Get Battered.
Everywhere they go.
Everywhere
they go.
Solidarity.
Yeah, that was wicked.
Yeah,
I'm
was
never
really
gonna forget that.
Hey, I mean, I
you're lucky I don't see
we get battered, but you guys are sitting in 10th. You still below us.
Should we sing the other Man United song?
I'm not interested. Let's get a move on.
Wow.
Let's stick on Man United a little bit, right? They've had a crazy season, up and down, and we've had barely any Man United fans come back to the pod, but we have you here, so. What's been your take on your season so far?
You know what? At the beginning of the season, when I realised it started going pear-shaped, I don't know, it was more of a coincidence in that I stopped watching United games. Maybe
crying,
after the second or third game.
Course.
But it kind of clashed with, but it wasn't, it clashed with my other commitments, my life commitments. So I wasn't really watching that much of them.
Does that sound like? All of a sudden everyone's busy, huh?
No, but on a serious thing, it worked for me in that, like, there were so many games that just clashed with other things. It was like I wasn't seeing enough of it and I was happy I wasn't. But I think to describe how this season has gone so far, you know what? I don't know, I'm such an emotional person, but you know, sometimes in life I have my moments and I'm like, people take me for granted, but I feel like I'm a hypocrite because do you know what I took for granted?
What?
United back in the day.
I'm
and now
crying.
We're suffering and we're never gonna be good again.
I'm
so
crying.
Never. yeah, I don't okay,
future.
maybe not never, but it's gonna be a long, long time. I just think it's we're just finished.
Can I ask you a question?
Word to Moya.
Yeah,
United are done.
She said
we're finished.
Where's your man Mason Mount shirt?
Oh.
Why would I need a Mason Mount shirt?
You know the one that you got with the.
It had no name. It wasn't personalised. Okay. Tima, leave me alone.
According, this is these are allegations that they're not. It's not personalised.
It was not personalized.
No, the shirts that we got from Adidas, she keeps saying she believes that it's got Mason Mount, but like it hasn't.
They don't have that player.
No, exactly, exactly.
I'm just saying that it could have been that. Kitchen, they were number seven.
But I don't get this because I've never like claimed to like love Mason Mount like that. Like,
he's your player now, so
he's our player. But I've never. Did you just say marquee signing?
Yeah. Number seven.
Number seven. He's got that marquee.
They should never have given him that number, to be fair.
They should have.
Yeah. But there's so many things United shouldn't do, and they do it anyway. But anyway, it is what it is. But anyway, to sum everything up, I just think we're just not going to be good for a very, very long time. And I just think that, like, in all walks of life, bro, like, if at the top it's not stable and everything is not working, then at the bottom it's not going to work either. And that is just how I see everything. Of course, that doesn't mean that Ten Hag doesn't take accountability. I think he has to take accountability. But I do feel like he's crumbling a little bit under the pressure. He's not sticking to his principles. And arguably, if you don't stick to your principles, your fans are going to turn against you. So, yeah, but I think everything starts from the top. Like, it's really hard to manage a group of people anyway. We already know that. Whatever field it is in, like, whatever, it's hard to manage a group of people. So I know that the job obviously is really hard. And I think to be a Man United manager, like, I'm not saying this in a pity way, but like, as in, I feel sorry for Ten Hag, but like, you have to be incredibly robust. like, you have to be so, so robust, because it's more than just manage. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. He's managing so many players with big egos on crazy money that they don't deserve. So, yeah, I just don't know where it's going, guys.
I'm trying to think. In United, who has a big ego that shouldn't have a big ego?
All of them.
No, but you all have a big ego naturally. If you're getting paid a lot of money, like, they're on 100 bands a week. Like,
they've got Champions League winners in their squad. Like, the biggest ego that Ten Hag would have managed at Ajax would have been Antony.
That's wild.
Oh, the Rottweiler.
Like,
did you call him a Rottweiler?
Yeah.
Like, he's gone from managing,
the dogs that
like,
they want to put down? The XL bullies. No, but I think Rottweiler suits him better, though. Because XL bullies a bit like, he's not got that. He's not that guy.
He's not got that dog in him.
He's not got that dog in him. Exactly. He can't be XL bully. Rottweiler's actually perfect.
Lauren said he doesn't count as an XL bully.
I'm so sorry.
He's a sausage dog.
Maybe he's a Pomeranian. What is he? Like, honestly.
I don't know for Anthony anyway.
All right. So, speaking of Man United this season, let's have a short recap of this season so far.
Wait, Anita, why are we doing this? Is this part of the agenda?
Not the one you sent me.
When you said we were talking about internationals. This is a setup, Anita. First you sang your heart out at the beginning. Now you're just
she said it's a real setup.
What did I come back for?
I didn't do nothing wrong.
Anita, you know, I thought we had something.
Listen, the first thing on the agenda is season review so far.
Oh, damn it, just skip that part.
Exactly. I told y'all to read the agenda. Exactly.
I mean, we didn't have to start with United. Like, look, welcome to about Chelsea. You look like
we talked about last week. Like, literally, the whole episode is about Chelsea.
You love that, don't you? Main character. Why not? Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off any. I just wasn't expecting this. Genuinely, sorry.
I'm sorry, the East London already just jumped out.
I didn't actually notice, you know. Sorry, Lee. I wasn't expecting this. This is guys, I'm actually in sleep deficit. Like, I haven't slept. I went to bed at 7:30 this morning, so sorry.
You love that, don't you? Okay.
Well, like, Shai's not been here for a little bit. Let's talk about Arsenal. Let's talk about positive things, you know?
Sorry.
A little bit. I had a 2-week break.
Okay, welcome back, Shai.
Welcome back, Shai.
Team has been calling you out for a few months.
I was on holiday.
Where did you go?
Away.
Tell everybody.
We don't need to tell everybody. I'm running my business. None of my business. But you've come back after Arsenal have won. Remember what I said?
All right. There's 38 games for the season.
Should
we keep track?
Already been keeping track.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Should I tell you in advance? December 8th, I'm not going to be here. I'm on holiday. Tell you now.
Who are Arsenal playing?
Aston Villa.
Yes.
Are you actually playing Aston Villa?
Yeah.
That's actually a game that you can lose as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
They haven't lost at home since we beat them. They're 18 wins straight.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
If we lose, is it at home? Or going to Villa Park. If we lose,
but even when you draw, you're not here.
Say nothing because we've got Aston Villa next.
Even when you draw, you're not here. Was I not here for North London Derby?
Yeah, but it was a draw.
Exactly, I was here. So what are you talking about? Even when you draw. Draw high.
Anyway, so the season so far, okay? Let's review it a little bit. I think this is the last time we're going to have one of these episodes where there's nothing to actually talk about because I think we're going into back-to-back weekends where
all the way till March.
Yeah, man, all the way till March. No more international breaks. Thank hallelujah. Goodness, yeah. Amen.
There's been about 35 international breaks.
Yeah, there've been far too many. Right?
The international breaks are coming fast and thick, and it's enough. It's actually enough. At least we've got Premier League football back next week. But anyway, let's talk about the season so far. So, in this episode, we're going to review defender of the season so far, midfielder of the season so far, striker of the season so far, and what teams have surprised us the most. Of course, you guys, get involved in the comments. Let us know your opinions too. But seeing as we're sitting here, I really want to start with Tima on the defender of the season.
Striker of the season? They were meaty.
Girl, we'll
some
get
of
to
our
striker.
Strikers
have... Yeah. We'll get to striker. We'll get to striker. But let's start
shameless
with
shameless hat tricks against nine men is what you're claiming.
Listen, a goal's a goal. Defender of the season so far for me. The thing is, because of what I said last week, if I said this player,
are you gonna say Saliba?
Are you gonna drop your agenda?
I was gonna say Van de Ven.
Van de Ven, but yes. Up until that hamstring pop, but yeah.
Are you only saying that because you know that? If you...
She can't say Saliba. She can't. Even if she wanted to, she can't.
Who's no, that? I was thinking that you only said that because you probably, like the hater in you probably wants to just say Thiago Silva, but it's not been him.
Van der Ven plays for the club I despise the most.
Oh, that's true.
You despise them more than Arsenal?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, if I talk
oh,
about
yeah, you
my...
do.
Listen,
you do,
if I talk West about Ham my... hates Spurs the most, Arsenal... Actually, I wouldn't say maybe United, but... It's
only London United fans.
Yeah, it's
Arsenal,
it's
an
anti-Spurs.
Yeah,
the Peckham Reds.
Peckham Reds.
Mariam's a Peckham Red, even though she's from East. I've never been from that place. I would never be from that place.
Oh, what's Mariam Peckham?
What's fucking Peckham?
They're just not from Peckham.
Anyway, yeah, so for me, because I think he's come into the league, he's adapted to the league really well, and I think his performances were one of the reasons why Spurs were so good during the first bit of the season until they faced Chelsea. And unfortunately, I can't talk about it because I don't want to upset Lauren, but an incident happened when he was chasing after Nicholas Jackson. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to see him for 2 months.
Wow. It's okay. Do you know what? I'll accept the Van de Ven nomination.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren, are you back in the Van de Ven shout?
Yeah. I think we can't, as we have seen, after he got injured, it's really difficult to play the system that had us top of the league without him. I think his adaptation has been great and has also made Romero look better than he did last season because he's playing with a better defender.
That's so true. Do you know what? I remember when I was on Saturday Social and they put who's going to be the better defender, Levi Colwill, Van de Ven, and I was like, get this Van de Ven guy out of here. I had completely underestimated him and he's shown up for Tottenham. Obviously, the incident has now happened. We don't know what's going to happen for the rest of the season, but so far, for me as well, probably has been Van de Ven. Now, Mariam, coming to you, who's been your defender of the season? If you say Varane, I'm going to kick you out of here.
I wasn't actually going to say any
not
United
please.
Player.
Maguire's been all right.
Oh, please. Oh, no, but that's the bar so low. No. Like, yeah, he's done his thing since he's come back.
Do Johnny Evans then instead.
Oh, no. God
but you know what? Johnny Evans has come in. And
he's done all right.
He's not even been bad. Yeah, he's done all right. He's
no,
been
but you're talking about defender of the season.
Do you know what? Yeah, so far, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
He doesn't make the cut. I think Saliba gets a shout so far.
Why did you make that face? I'm just looking at my friend.
I'm your friend. Guys, did you hear that? In case when she's given doing up the most in the chat, just call me your friends. Okay. I think Saliba gets a shout, but who else? I was going to say someone else. I actually agree with Van de Ven too. I really like the way Spurs have been playing. I've been watching Spurs a lot, actually, more than my own team.
So you have time for Spurs, but not United.
I just happen to catch their games. I'll be I'm going to leave it at them two for now, but I might change my mind.
I think Saliba is a very strong star.
I think he's a strong contender.
If Shai gives somebody else.
Why would I?
Okay. So, you're going
to be
for
honest,
Saliba?
I just had to, have a quick look. I think it's Saliba or it's Van Dijk. Even though
Van
he got
Dijk.
The red card early in the season, when you look at goals conceded, Arsenal and Liverpool have conceded 10 goals apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Tottenham have conceded more goals than Newcastle, so I don't understand what Tottenham defenders are doing in defender of the season so far. You're getting packed.
Oh, wow. Why did you say it like that?
Because it's like, they just applaud the fish for swimming. Like, with Tottenham,
what?
Everything they do. No, it's not harsh. They get applauded for it. Even when they lost with nine men, yeah, I wasn't here. The way they lost, it was like, well done, little baby. You done what? You got smoked. Like, bro.
No, but Shah, and you know you're a girl that brings context. There's context to that game. Like, it wouldn't, if it was 11v11, I don't think the game
again,
like
that is a misconception.
Oh, we're not here. we're not talking about that game.
We're here to reanalyze the game.
I think Saliba has been fantastic, and I think Van Dijk has been fantastic. I think they've been my top two. Hate a hat off, though. I do think Mickey van der Ven has adapted to the league very well. And I think he's an extremely good defender. And I think if it was left to another season, he probably, no disrespect, goes to a bigger team than Tottenham. So I think they got a gem. So for me, that's my top three.
But can I ask you a question? So for your reasoning with Van Dijk and Saliba is because they've kept, what?
I just think
fewer goals? Is that what it is?
Not even just fewer goals. I think they allow less chances as well, like in play. And I get it, it's a team, of course, what was a team sport. But just for me, those two have been, I think I'll put Van der Ven third and then Saliba second, Van Dijk first. That's
I think Van Dijk's a good shout.
I forgot about that.
It's because Liverpool just been going about their
business. Yeah, well, especially with Virgil as well. Last season, everyone's like, he's finished, he's this, he's that. And now he's recovered completely from his ACL. He's performing as one of the better defenders we know him to be. So that's my three.
But Liverpool have one of the best back fours in the league, though. I will say that Liverpool's back four as a collective, as a unit, is better than Spurs.
100%.
And I think we have to apply context to say Van Dijk has played in this league for how long.
I don't know if I agree with that, but
what do you disagree with that statement?
I don't like Trent. I'm sorry.
We're not doing this. Please.
Robertson. I'm not sure now. I'm not sure.
At the end of the day, that defensive unit has won the league and the Champions League.
I think in terms of the pair, so in terms of the Konate and
Van Dijk.
Still on my mind, man. I think as a pair, they're probably one of the best in the Premier League. But as a unit, I'm just not really sure about those four.
I think that unit aided by Alisson, there's just no arguments.
Yeah, like that unit.
And it's like, as much as you might not see it, the proof's in the pudding.
I think the central part of that, I'm not convinced by the fullbacks.
You know, I think that's fair though. I think that's fair.
I feel like because there's this whole new definition of what a fullback should be doing fullback is, can you really not be convinced by the more attacking kind of fullback in Trent Alexander-Arnold and
Robertson?
Can't
defend.
Recently, the game's not coming to my head. Trent had a very good defensive
Brighton
performance.
Brighton.
Yeah, Matoma.
He's getting better defensively. He still needs to do more.
If it was Reece James or Aaron Wan-Bissaka or anyone that we know being stronger defending, locking up Matoma, who is definitely one of the best right wingers in the league, they get praised for it. So give Trent his flowers.
This is like every day. Like, you're talking about one singular time. Like, you have to pick out. Like, he's done that one time.
But then again, if he had a howler, we would be quick to...
Yeah, but what about the rest of the other games that he's had?
But Liverpool have only conceded 10 goals, so what other games?
I also feel like I haven't watched Liverpool that much this season. Yeah, they've literally swaded by and they've done their thing very quietly, right? And like you said, the proof's in the pudding. They've only conceded 10 goals as a unit. And judging off that one game that Trent did play against Brighton, how do we know that that's not no longer the norm that he's been playing? How do you know?
Because I've watched him.
You watch him week in, week out?
I saw him. It's against Luton.
But the thing is, I also think we have to apply context in terms of if you've got McAllister playing as the six, Liverpool naturally are going to concede slightly more chances because they haven't got a natural DM playing in that position. Equally, when I look at Van der Ven and Romero, our fullbacks are so inverted and they're so far up the pitch, we will leave Van der Ven or Romero to go 2v2 or two against the attackers. So naturally, the way that we play, we're always going to concede more chances just because of the system that we play. So I think to apply context, as a back four, I disagree with you. I do think Liverpool probably have had the best back four unit, but I think Trent defensively is probably still having to do more work. If they buy a six in January, I think we'll probably be talking about his defensive performances still improving and probably Liverpool even conceding fewer chances moving forward.
Luckily, it's about so far, best defender, Van Dijk, Van de Ven, those are our two options at the moment. Not Saliba.
Mariam said it, I said it, that's two.
You even anyway, you said two.
Pick one.
Out of Van Dijk and Saliba?
Yes, pick Saliba. One. Mariam, pick one. Van de Ven or Saliba?
It's okay, you said we'll do the right anyway. Thing. I got three, the majority. Oh. Sorry, I already done the maths.
She said 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Why are you nervous?
The pressure's too much.
Okay, no, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. I'm genuinely thinking about it.
Van de Ven is coming to a new league. Like, Saliba's been here.
And?
So what, do you think Van de Ven gets into Chelsea's back four?
He plays left, doesn't he?
Tima! Tima!
Anyway, it's about Mariam.
Wait, who's
he? Hey, she just let the she just put the agenda aside to say that.
Levi Colwell, Badi Yashil. That's it on the left side.
Can you answer a question, please?
It's actually Mariam.
No. So take a break. Anita, it's like interval. Can you answer a question, please?
I'm sorry, the floor today.
I only take my questions from the chair, and the chair asks Mariam a question. So once Mariam has answered her question, I will potentially, if she thinks it's time for me to answer that question.
Okay, no, Mariam, answer. Anita, ask her again.
At this current moment, my mind tells me, anyway, it's just opinion. My mind tells me Saliba, but that's only because I just feel like when you watch Saliba game by game, it's like the game just becomes easier for him. I'm not saying that's not the case with Van de Ven, because I feel like he deserves a lot of credit coming into a new league, but with Saliba, just looks, you know, like ABC, like, I got this.
It's true, man. Okay, he can adapt ABC, to any game
Anita,
that he's
in. Please, I'll even cash up you right now. Okay,
how much are we talking? How much you cash up
in? I have money in my account. I'm not going to tell them how much. Okay, please. She needs to ask me. I need to hit up the set.
I was going to do it anyway, but if you want to put money involved.
Okay. I only answered that because we have to answer right now. But like, if you ask me who were the defenders of the season, I'd name a few. Do you get it? I'm only answering because for the purpose of this episode. So.
Now.
Anyway, you need to answer the question now.
Tima, does Van de Ven get into our back four?
No.
So who in your back four?
So dramatic. Come on,
sit your ass.
For those of you that are not watching the visuals, Shai has exited this seat.
Shai, you're so dramatic.
Thank you. I know that you're being shameless, so I'm not even going to come back with a rebuttal because you're actually just being shameless at this point.
So what's your problem, man?
I'm not.
Sit down.
They can't, sit down, they can't hear you.
Tima, you're Christian. You're Christian, right?
What does my religion have to do with answering the question?
The Sabbath day for us. You want to come here and lie to the camera?
That's your opinion. Your opinion is that
you need
would.
To take the Chelsea hat off.
Okay, Tima, taking the Chelsea hat off, like taking off all bias.
How can you defend it? You've named off. Of the season that doesn't get in the
team. Tima, that's wild.
Or whatever it is.
Van de Ven, the defender of the season.
But
he's
the defender of the season. But at the same time, if you're talking about how Chelsea play and what Chelsea
Tima,
do.
Tima, 2+2 is not adding up right now. It's not.
I only got CMS. What can I do, man?
Your blood is blue, man. Like, you love Chelsea so much that you can't even remove the bias. Sometimes you can't.
So can I just ask her a separate question before we move
again?
On?
I only take my questions. I'm joking. You can ask me a question.
Would you, right now?
Yeah.
Would you swap Madison for Enzo?
Oof.
No, because they play completely different positions to me.
They have different roles, baby girl.
Okay. Madison's a 10.
Ain't that what Chelsea fans say Enzo is?
No.
Oh, so what is he? Is he not your creative hub?
No.
He's
Who's
not?
Saying that?
Because I see Timo with, you know, like spaces and his stats and most passes into the final third.
You've never heard me say that.
I see your retweets. I pay attention to your Twitter.
Wait, someone's a fan. Someone is a fan.
That is at
Teams
GH.
Hold on. Okay, so we've chosen Van de Ven. No? Yeah, we've chosen Van de Ven.
Boo. In the comments, write Saliba.
Wow. That is the sound of a sore loser.
Loser! We've chosen Van de Ven.
Yeah. Sorry, Anita. In December, when you're below Aston Villa, we will have this conversation again.
Yeah, but he's out.
He's out. He's not playing.
Yeah, I said, that's why I said we'll have this conversation. I he said so far. Out. Just high horse, high horse. Mm. Now, time to take you back down.
But that's got nothing to do. Van der Ven can't. He won't be playing in December. So the context
he won't make
of,
team of, the,
of
season.
The game.
Should we have a bet on the camera?
He's not going to play for how many months?
No, but so. Salah could be out. He'll still make team of the season.
Shai's just better. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Watch, and they're gonna give midfield of the season to Madison and all this stuff.
All right, let's go to the midfielder of this season, okay? And seeing as Shai ended on a bad note, we will start with you. We'll give you the grace, okay?
Declan Rice.
Okay. Is it all gonna be Arsenal players, by the way?
No, we're strikers. Striker, we're empty.
Jesus gonna get
we're empty.
Nkeya?
No, strikers, we're empty.
Okay. Okay.
But personally, the reason why I'll give it to Declan Rice, aside from being an Arsenal player, before he came to my club, I didn't rate him.
I thought he
was extremely overrated. There's still some things that he does that I don't like. I feel like he needs to work on his passing. But I don't think he's had a bad game for Arsenal. I think for the price tag, he's slotted in very well. And he's proven to be good value for the money that West Ham were asking for him. Shout out to Madison. Oh, another player on the injury table. It's unfortunate.
Thanks for reminding. I hadn't forgotten. But thanks.
And I think when you look at the big money signings, especially in the middle of the park this season, I think Rice has been the only one so far to be proven worthy. So that's my shout for midfielder of the season so far.
I mean, that was a good explanation. And I did tell you about Rice.
I'm sorry. I've apologised. I'm actually sorry.
Because Gareth Southgate played him in a position that he was looking smelly, that all of a sudden he was crap. Declan, I've always believed in you, sweetheart. I find it so fine. Mariam, who's been your midfielder of the season?
You know me, I can't just say one name. So here we go again. Rice is definitely in there, 100%. But Madison has to get a shout. Maybe it's because of the, you know, of United, you go through so many things and you have to always go through that thing of winning players and another club gets that player. And honestly, Madison is just, you know, would have been such a great buy, but he's not ours. And I just feel like, now he's such a like glue for Spurs and I just feel like it works so well. So he definitely gets a shout. As for now, it's between those two. Just come back to me and I'll be able to pick.
You can be the decider.
Anita, can I just say one more thing?
Go on.
Shout out to Rodri.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Do you know
where
it is with Rodri? Yeah. Where you're so used to it that he just doesn't
need
to be out with
that. That's exactly why I didn't say his name. For needless red card this season.
He did, but like.
Come on, it's a red card.
His impact on Manchester City for a team that good, he just goes about his business every season without fail and he's super consistent. So Rodri's definitely always in the conversations, but
he kind of goes under the radar because he just
does. If you look
at
his goal catalogues and the context of the goals that he's scored, he's
crazy.
A big game player.
Like,
so shout out to Rodri. We didn't forget because I know Joyce will have something to say.
All right, Tima.
Because she might say something a bit.
I don't want to hear Cole Palmer.
I'm not going to say Cole Palmer.
I don't want to hear Enzo.
I'm not going to say Enzo.
Caicedo.
Anyway, so I think there's three names for me. One has already been said, which is Madison. I think he's really impressed me. I didn't think he was going to step up the way I. So Anita's making me laugh because she knows I'm about to say madness.
I know.
Yeah, because I think he stepped up really well. I didn't think he would be as good as he has been for Tottenham. Has been, you know, everything's kind of really gone through him, and now he's unfortunately had another incident.
We hadn't forgotten since Shai had said. Okay. But thank you.
But no, I've been really impressed with him. Also, shout out to Bernardo Silva. I think He's been amazing, and I don't think he necessarily gets the credit he deserves.
I don't think he does at all. I love that guy. Even me, look, I forgot about him, but I really do love Bernardo. He's one of my favorite.
I think it's because he's good in any position that he plays in. So you're not like when you think, oh, number 10s or number 8s or whatever, because he's just good wherever he plays.
Sometimes Bernardo's a midfielder, then he's a right back.
Everything. He just does it all well. It's very seamless.
And then lastly,
here we go.
I actually want to give a shout.
You gotta be saying no,
like, I want to give a shout out to Conor Gallagher.
No way! Hey, Shai.
Wait. Because he actually has better metrics than Declan Rice this season. And actually,
but they're so close though, Timar.
Everyone thought he was a waste man. So
including you.
I'm not denying it. Conor Gallagher. So I think I've been really. It's coming for you. I think. That is like proper like retro Golding is there. But I think he's just been like really impressive, and I think his performances have been a key part of why Chelsea have been good in the last couple of weeks. So I don't say that he's the best, but I think he definitely deserves his flowers.
I thought the parameter was from game one to now, or the last two games.
But even before then, he's outperformed both of our £100 million central midfielders. That's the truth.
True.
Yeah, but we wouldn't put those two in the category anyway.
No, but if you're gonna if Declan Rice deserves a mention, so does Conor Gallagher, who was free from our academy, and he cost £100 million.
No, but the way you said, oh, if Declan Rice deserves a mention, then so does Gallagher, it's almost like they're the same, or like
he's got better metrics than him.
I've seen it, but it's quite close. It's not that it's the gap. Yeah, but
but one cost £100 million,
rightly so,
and one didn't. One we were almost going to sell to these guys.
You should have,
Tottenham.
I don't know. Like, with football, with me, as I said, I'm an emotional person. It's the feeling. Keep talking to me about numbers and metrics, the feeling. And, you know, sometimes Gallagher doesn't give me that.
We watch football with our eyes.
Yeah, I know, watch football with my eyes, and I think he's been really impressive.
No, I think he's been good these past few games. I'm not going to give him that, but it's the way you said it, as if, like, I don't know.
Of course, it's the from August till now.
Gallagher's been our best midfielder.
I wanted to clarify the parameter.
Why couldn't he catch Mbeumo at the bridge?
Why couldn't Declan Rice, do whatever he needs to do?
Yeah, you see how no games came to the top of
his
head.
No, I think at Stamford Bridge
there was a game where he didn't have it. He wasn't good.
No, but he wasn't good.
Oh
no,
yeah, he Declan wasn't Rice in the beginning, but that he wasn't was
good.
Goal.
He wasn't good.
Declan. And you know the question you asked? What was it? Wasn't who's it? It's not like, oh, defend our midfield of the season. It's who's impressed us so far, right?
Of the season so far, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like we're not doing up this person of the season, no. Because they're quite different. So okay, cool.
So I've said three midfielders who've impressed me.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Cool. I was just checking what it was.
We'll take your first one, which was Maddison.
Actually, can I? No, I want Bernardo Silva.
Bernardo Silva is your first one. Okay. And Lauren.
Yeah, Maddison. No one expected Spurs to have the start to the season that we have had. And for the same reasons, Van de Ven, we wouldn't have made this start without James Maddison either. You've seen us the last two games without him in the team. We just don't have a player that can do what he can do. I think he's somebody that can see the pass, but somebody that can execute the pass and also put the ball in the back of the net. I think he's been fantastic. And if we are talking about price tags, he was only 40 million. So I think he's more than delivered in terms of some of the midfielders that were bought this summer.
But you don't think the context behind that price tag is the fact that Leicester were in the Championship?
Ooh.
I don't think you get James Maddison for 40 million if Leicester are still in the Premier League.
But you don't get for 100.
Yeah, 100. Because
you get him for like 80. Because that's what they were asking when he was in the, when they were in the Prem.
Stupid.
He wouldn't have gone for 80.
I think he would have stayed at Leicester, no?
No, he only had 1 year left.
No,
same as Declan Rice.
Anyways,
he had 1 year left.
But I guess I'm the decider. Unless, Mariam, you want to...
I said Rice and Maddison. The thing is with Rice, I love him so much, but I knew it was going to work. Do you know what I mean? With Maddison, I was like, and maybe I was a little bit bitter.
It's like the East Londoner in you.
No, not that, but genuinely, because I think Arteta had been chasing him for a bit, and I was like, oh, I can see how Rice fits in. Like, I see what this guy's trying to do. With Maddison, I was a bit like, I didn't know much about Mr. P either. And I thought, okay, so I think I'm going to give it
Maddison. I wanted to ask you, Mr. P! Ange Postecoglou.
Sorry, I was about to pronounce the whole thing. Sorry,
that's Ange Postecoglou.
I'm
everyone. Everyone said that they understood. So I was like, okay.
I knew it took me about two seconds.
Sorry. By the time I said his name, I would have been able to say anyway. I'm gonna give it to Madison. So far, as in that he's really impressed me because yeah, he just really has.
I don't want Tima to dog walk me out of here.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Anita. Don't do it. Don't do it based on what you feel in your vagina. Do it based, do it based on facts.
I like that though, because guys will be saying I can feel it in my balls. Sometimes you feel it in your vagina, I hear it.
Anita, what you think is right.
I can feel it in my vagina. I can feel it in my vagina, and I have to go for Declan Rice. Declan Rice has come into this Arsenal team, and no one can tell me that they rated Declan Rice on this podcast. No one can say it because everyone was.
How can you speak for everyone? There's like 18 of us. You can speak for every single person.
What? I forget how many people.
Exactly.
Thank you.
But people underestimated him and underrated him. People, you guys can say that you rated him, but no one was shouting loud enough.
Oh no, about that's fair.
But I didn't. But I personally didn't bat an eyelid really at the price tag. Do I think in general that footballers shouldn't be bought for 100 million?
Yeah, of course.
But in a summer where Caicedo is going for that amount of money, where Enzo has already gone for that amount of money, I think Declan justified also because he's better than them. That price tag.
I feel like he's better than most midfielders by a country mile. I just feel like him and Rodri are in.
So why is Conor Gallagher got better numbers than him then?
What if are these metrics that you are currently?
If he is.
What are these metrics?
She dropped it in the chat the other day.
I dropped it in the chat.
Okay. Can someone bring it up?
No, they're pretty good. It's quite close. What I don't think it's like
form. Please don't tell me it's like a 0.6 versus a 0.7.
They're not. I think, to me personally, I think it's still quite close.
Is it progressive passing? How many forward runs?
What? It's like jewels. Like it's ground jewels and all that jewels. Stuff.
But at the same time, Arsenal always have the ball.
But Jen, do you know why it's kind of awkward? Because you guys keep the ball more than us.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's awkward.
Yeah, I think Arsenal are third in possession, Chelsea are second, City are first.
That doesn't look good for Declan Rice, sweetheart.
I can be honest, I'm not biased.
So he's better at ball recoveries, he's way better. He's had more shots on targets, more chance created.
He plays higher up the pitch.
Declan Rice is better at forward passes. Conor Gallagher has been better at duels contested, tackles made, take-ons completed, aerial duels successful, and Declan Rice has been better at ground duels and clearances.
I do.
Interceptions as well. Interceptions, Conor Gallagher's been better.
But if you... I think it's really difficult to compare them because they don't play in the same position on the pitch. And Poch's system is very much about pressing high and winning the ball back early. By that very nature of that system, Conor Gallagher is going to make more interceptions, more tackles, because he's one of the highest people leading the press.
Minutes. And he runs better.
Yeah.
Next, slightly.
Whereas you've got to get through a couple more players to then get into Declan Rice's territory. And if Arsenal don't actually concede that many chances, so he doesn't need to make as many tackles, X, Y, and Z.
We've conceded the least amount of chances in the league. Dead last.
So that also adds to it. And on top of that, I feel it in my vagina, mate. I'm just not going to tame my mind.
Conor Gallagher's top not doing anything for me?
Nah, not really, man.
Sorry,
I don't know.
Sorry, Conor.
He tried to do like a little Haaland thing with the top. Nah, man, I'm not feeling it.
I don't know. I think it's not to take away from Declan Rice. I think he's done well, but I don't think he's been the best.
You didn't even give him a mention.
Yeah, that's crazy, not giving him a mention. Do you know what it is? Yeah, like coming into the Arsenal team when many people thought that this wasn't going to work, and making it work.
It's worked for him, and on top of that, I'm not sure it's worked for Arsenal.
It has worked for Arsenal.
I think Arsenal's midfield looks slightly unbalanced at times.
It looks unbalanced because of the other personnel that we're missing, and Odegaard as well. But for me, it's worked. Like, I think in Arteta's system, that lone six has a massive job. The entire team is up the pitch, bar the two centre-backs. It's them three, and every other player is in the opposition half. And really and truly, I don't remember a lot of times where you see Rice get caught out, or if he does get caught out once, the second time he goes after you, he will get the ball.
He's got great recovery. And again,
personally, I think it's between him and Madison. And I'm obviously, shout out to Rodri, but you're just above this conversation. We're used to you.
And he's yeah, shout out to Rodri. Shout out to Rodri. Shout out to Rodri. But
who are you giving it to, Leah?
Anyway.
So annoying.
So we have the agenda over here.
And then we have a different type of agenda over here.
No, honestly, yeah, I think I'd give it to Declan Rice, but it's looking like 2 for Madison, 2 for Rice, 1 for Bernardo. Timo, if you want to change yours, you can.
I mean, to be honest, my second was going to be Madison anyway.
Okay, so we'll give it to Madison then.
Oh, God, can we do clean sweep?
What do you mean clean sweep?
Well, I'm gonna nominate Sonny through the middle.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, there we go.
Do you know what?
But yeah.
That's all my fault. I apologise, guys. I really do apologise. Okay, so let's look at our forwards for this season so far. Not that a lot of them are doing so well. Really, but
no one stands out immediately. But.
Bro, like, I'm just thinking, like, I'm not going to say Haaland because Haaland hasn't been great.
He's got 10 goals. Though.
Yeah, but he hasn't been great.
But that is Haaland's brain. It's just to score goals.
It's kind of like Rodri. Like, Rodri's level's there. Haaland's level's
10
there.
10 goals. He's got double figures.
Yeah.
I was going to give it to Haaland.
Do you know what's crazy?
Like, we'd have to give it to him for the numbers, but I
was going to give it to... Oh, you guys are going to cuss me out. Oh, no. But I was going to give it to Dominic Solanke.
To be fair, he's
again.
Been...
He's done a
while. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anita.
It's who's in question. It's so subjective.
Is this for GQ Mag?
With her vagina.
Is this for GQ Mag or is it for...
So lucky, man. I thought you at least would maybe do like Ollie Watkins or something.
Yeah. Watkins
is a show.
Gosh. As much as they might not have the numbers, I think when you think of Emery's brand when he was at Arsenal and the brand of football that he's got Villa playing, Diaby looks great.
Yeah.
Looks Ollie Watkins looks great.
Leon Bailey looks like he's improved.
He looks like he's enjoying his football. So I think with Aston Villa, they definitely deserve
100.
Their shout.
Oh, we're going to come to teams that have impressed us so far as well. Like, that'll be the last bit that we do. But let's stick on the strikers, okay? Are you going to give it to Haaland? Is everybody here just going to give it to Haaland?
It was either Haaland or Ollie Watkins. I'm not voting for a Tottenham player. Sorry.
No.
Fair enough.
That's okay. People are
all right, Lauren, let's start with you. Who are you going
for?
Yeah,
I'm going for Son. He's not playing in his natural position and he's on 8 goals. And he's one player of the month.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are my reasons.
So, again, I'm going to go for 3 players.
She's going to say Jackson.
He's gonna say Nicholas Jackson.
I showed the camera the evidence of what Timo said about this.
Listen, it's on X.
Is it only because of the hat trick? Because if he didn't score the hat trick, I don't think it meant you give him a match.
And the goal against City as well.
Can I land? Can I land the plane?
Let's let Timo land.
I saw your tweet before the game.
Forward.
Oh, wow.
Forward.
Then you can put Salah in there, though. I was going to do striker, but I thought let's do
forward. Okay, if he's going to be forward, for me, Ollie Watkins has got to be up there. He started the season really poorly, but he's been banging in the goals recently, and I think he's been one of the most impressive players in that Aston Villa team. I'm going to... Obviously, Haaland, you can't... Like, he scored 10... Obviously, he's not even up to full scratch, full fitness, or in full flow, but 10 goals at this point.
He's got 13 goals.
League goals?
Yes.
Yeah.
13?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I thought he only had 10, so I've missed off 3 somehow. So he's got 13, which is crazy. But I also want to give a little bit... I also
I don't find it crazy. Maybe it's just because I expected it from him.
Considering he misses KDB and he still has 13 goals.
But that, I mean, the City team, the way that they play, they create chance after chance after chance.
They
churn
it out. They churn it out. Like, you just expect it. But
I also want to give a little bit of a mention, just because of the kind of pressure he came into the season, is Raheem Sterling.
That's my guy.
Raheem Sterling, for me, like a lot of Chelsea fans, I'm on Twitter all the time defending this guy. And I just think he's been excellent and he's probably been our best forward. And I just think he deserves his flowers and, you know, scoring and assisting and really driving that team forward.
Perfect.
And Nicholas Jackson.
You carry on clearing your throat. Have some shame. Be for real.
I don't think the listeners are going to catch that. You might want to say it a bit louder.
No, that's all right. I just had something in my throat.
Obviously, I just can't leave Haaland out. So obviously, Haaland's, I think, just for the amount of goals he scored. But he's not really moved me like that this season. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way he plays and his general play. But doesn't move me like that. But I guess numbers-wise, he's a machine. So yes, Haaland gets a shout. Of course, we can actually agree for once. Sterling. I feel like Sterling coming into Chelsea had really hard time, I think. Has got so much stick. I feel like people even not underestimate, but they almost, like, you know how we say we should give people their flowers, but people almost take it away from Sterling and forget what he's done and stuff like that, or forget what he's capable of. But I feel like recently he's been really good. I'm just rooting for him. I hate Chelsea so much, but I'm rooting for Sterling every day.
Unnecessary.
After what you guys
and
Man
United get battered, wasn't
it? Is that thank you, Lauren? You deluded girls.
Hey, don't be shameless, guys.
No, don't do it. Just stop filming. Watkins as well for me. Watkins, definitely. I just really like the way Aston Villa play.
Do you know? Sorry to cut your barrier. When Chelsea lose, we're in soup. You know that?
Oh, I'm going to do a show. Disappear.
Because it seems like the way we're doing this United, we got it to Tottenham. The next time Chelsea lose, we're finished.
Honestly, the shamelessness from 10th place.
I don't think I even troll in the chat like that, but I'm going to have to become active. Active.
Look, I'll at you to let you know. No,
please, Laura. No, please, honestly. Because this is mean, to be fair. But so going to give it to
Harlan, Ollie Watkins.
Sterling.
And Sterling.
Yeah.
Shy.
Brent's finest. Who? I'm so proud of him. Like, I hate Chelsea as well, but you see, whenever Raheem does something well, I'm happy for
honestly.
Him. And I feel like Chelsea fans are the most ungrateful, undeserving
some of
bunch of people.
Some of them.
Because for me, it's like with Raheem, I'm sorry. I've seen people say, "Start Nonny Madueke over him." This guy doesn't even know his left toe from his right, but he's the one that should start over Raheem Sterling. Then you got
better Nonny, man.
Okay,
is he not a rapper?
Then you got I've seen drop Sterling, bring in Mudrick. And it's like, for me, the expectation with Raheem is like, he's the only one that needs to be performing at 10. Yeah, whilst exactly. The other Chelsea forwards can perform at 5 and 6 and they can get away with it.
Don't get away with it. Don't get twisted. They do not get away with it.
No, I'm just talking about in the anti-Sterling brigade that you have within your fan base. So,
but some people would say, like, so the other argument is that he's our highest paid player. Should his metrics be even higher than they are?
Yeah, but when he's putting it on a plate and your striker is kicking it to Timbuktu, what can he do?
He's got 6 goals, man. seven goals, man.
So for me, it's like Sterling deserves the flowers, especially because of the hard time that he had last season. Yeah. I think he's finally coming into a shadow of himself. Not a shadow, that doesn't make any sense. Anyways.
He was a shadow of himself.
There we go,
yeah.
Thank you. My second one is Ollie Watkins. And Diaby, I think the Villa boys, they are performing well. Of course, Haaland. And that's really that. For my own team, get it together.
So I'm the only one that's going to put Dominic Solanke out there.
Yeah.
I think, because I only nominated one, to add Mo Salah, because Ella's going to add us from here to high heaven.
But I feel like Salah's in the same thing with Rodri. Like, it's nothing out of
our Yeah, but if we're saying Haaland, then we
have to say Salah.
Okay.
If you're talking about most Salah in there too.
If you're going
to
talk about impressive, if you're going to talk about numbers, yeah, but the word. But if you're going to talk about impressive, it's got to be Ollie Watkins. Yeah. Like, Salah can't be part of that conversation because he's just doing what he normally does.
So can
Mo Salah doing Mo Salah things?
Can I just ask? I'm not thinking with my vagina. I actually just want a genuine question. Why Ollie Watkins over Dominic Solanke?
Because what is Ollie Watkins' purple patch is much better than Solanke's.
Is how?
It's consistent, and Villa are making the top four feel scared because they are chasing people down.
But is that not as a
collective?
So
as opposed to just Ollie Watkins,
would any of the big six clubs want to buy Dominic Solanke, and would any of the big six clubs bring Ollie Watkins to their team?
I think it's no for both.
I don't exactly agree with Ollie Watkins though. He's been linked to Arsenal.
Mm. Yeah, but okay, fair enough. Because you guys are in dire need, to be fair.
Chelsea fans talking about a dire need of attackers.
No, of a striker, like someone that can just score goals for you. Because Gabby's not doing it, and Kessio, you guys are not satisfied with him. And I get it.
God forbid, he's doing it for Chelsea.
Huh? And Nkunku's gonna come back, and then obviously we're linked to real ballers like Osimhen. And
I have an unpopular opinion.
Wait, before you bring your unpopular opinion. Let's.
But I think Solanke's playing probably.
You didn't
hear
what she said.
Club.
Yeah, I heard her. The real striker's like Osimhen.
Huh?
Yeah. She just ignored it.
I ignored it.
She ignored it.
I heard her.
That's fine.
Sorry.
But go on.
No, I was saying I think Solanke is probably at probably in the tier of club that is the best that he can do in the league. I think Ollie Watkins can either make a step up, or Villa are going to be there anyway, and he's going to be playing at a high level.
I don't know. I agree with Ollie Watkins, by the way. Like, I'm a big fan of Ollie.
I just think
Watkins.
It's the direction in which Aston Villa are going as to why it's Ollie over Solanke.
But I put that down to like the club as opposed to the individual. Ollie Watkins has been sensational.
How many goals has
they're on six each.
They have got six. Mm. And you look at the Bournemouth team and then you kind of think, where are your goals even coming from? Because, no offence, some of them look very toothless in front of goal. And Dominic Solanke, he's always trying to make it work. That's every time I've watched Bournemouth anyway. Like, I see him, he drops deep. He does what you like in a striker. He drops deep. He tries to collect the ball. Harry Kane.
My number nine runs the channel and runs beyond the line.
He's not your number nine no more. But,
my number nine, as in Sonny, runs the channel and runs beyond the line. That's who's playing number nine for me.
Fair enough.
A good shout, though. I think we're underrating Son.
Thank you. He's one of the most clinical. Clinical strikers in the league.
Just going to mention him.
I'm sorry, but if we are going to mention Son, we're mentioning Solanke because they've been on par.
They have not been on par.
Can I? Please. Do you know how I want to introduce into this conversation again? It's more of a hear me out one.
God.
Havertz.
Darwin Nunes.
I'd hear it, but I'd only hear it if we're hearing Dominic Solanke.
But the reason why I say it, he still is sometimes very wild. We saw it in the game where he probably broke the person's window.
Yeah, his howlers are so crazy.
But I think if you compare what we saw of him last season and if you compare what we saw of him this season, for example, the Newcastle game when they went down to 10 men, I feel like he's refining his game.
But then so is Dominic Solanke.
We don't want the cherries.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
No, but you can have Solanke, because remember, we're just talking. This is subjective. It's about who's impressed us. You know what I mean?
I just really want my boy to just get some recognition.
No, he can get it. So you can hold on to Solanke.
He will get recognition. When he keeps the team up, he'll get the recognition.
If he keeps the team up. But anyway.
Well, now Everton have 2 points. He has to.
Yeah.
Everton are staying up, man.
Why did they do that to him last season? They would have been gone.
Who are we putting as the forward then? Ollie Watkins.
I think Ollie Watkins or Raheem Sterling.
Yeah.
No, Raheem done.
Raheem. So you'll go for Raheem. Who are you going for, Timo?
But I'm still saying Sonny, but yeah.
Raheem.
As a collective.
Raheem. Brent's finest.
All right, we'll go for Raheem then. And lastly, let's talk about the team that has impressed us or shocked us the most. Who wants to go first? We can say Aston Villa's been the most impressive. I think as a collective, we can say that. Or are you going to say Tottenham? All right.
As in the team that has shocked me the most is my own team. Yes.
No, not shocked. As in, like, I think for the best team so far.
If you ask me my mood on the first day of the season when we signed Harry Kane and what I thought what our season would look like, I have been so impressed by my own team. So impressed. Brand new manager into the league, has never managed in the Premier League before, changed the whole style of football. Yeah. But Aston Villa are up there because I think Emery is a fantastic tactician, and he has been for a very, very long time. Like what he did with Villarreal, won the Europa League, got them to the semi-final of the Champions League. Emery's a very, very good manager. But
there's only one team that didn't use him properly. And they still blame him to this day. But hey,
I don't.
A lot of your fan base do.
No, I don't speak for them. They're stupid.
Do you guys remember? Do you guys remember Auds? Small Audrey.
Yeah.
In her bio,
it still says Emery out.
I'm going Spurs. We've won. Angel's won manager of the month. All 3 months, the first time in history
they feel
that
sorry
anyone's
for
ever
you,
done
that's
that.
Why?
That's calm, innit? I'm using that as my reason as why I'm going Spurs.
Fair enough. Teams.
So, you say shocked?
Impressive.
Impressive. Definitely Aston Villa, and I think there's two other teams I'm going to mention.
I hate you so much. Here's one.
I think Aston Villa is definitely my pick, but the other team is West Ham, but it's a hear me out. Yeah.
I was going to say that.
I thought they would fall apart without Declan Rice. Yeah. I actually thought they would be bottom half, relegation, scrambling. And when they were linked with Harry Maguire and McTominay, I thought, okay, Brexit means Brexit. They want to exit the Premier League. But
okay,
actually...
Brexit means Brexit. They want to exit the Premier League.
But I've been really impressed.
They spent their money well.
Yeah, they have.
Is it because they bought Kudus? So you're putting them up there?
Listen, the Prince of Ghana, man. I've been really impressed with them, and the other team is Liverpool, and that's because no one really thought that they were going to compete, and they have been competing and they're not even looking that good. So I think those three teams for me.
Man,
definitely Spurs. Like, I wasn't expecting that. I did think they'd crumble after Kane left. Mm. And I was not only have they held it together, but they actually play really well. I mean, now I know things are a little bit on the down, but they actually play really well. So I'm going to give Spurs a shout. Similar to you, Timo, I was going to say West Ham as well. Even though their league position doesn't really reflect it, but I was watching them a lot at the beginning of the season, and I feel like they looked pretty decent, and especially because, as you guys have said, they spent their money well. I feel like overall, this started really well for them, so I'm going to give them a shout. And lastly, obviously, Aston Villa, because they actually scare me. Like, I don't even want United to play them. Like, honestly, I'm actually scared. So they just play really well as a unit. And going forward, it's just very promising. So, those three.
Shy.
It's just Villa.
Just Villa.
Yeah. Liverpool.
Tottenham.
No.
Okay.
Can you take off yours? No, I'm not taking it off.
So that means you admit they're really happy.
You might as well call this episode shameless.
The reason why I'm not taking it off yet is because...
You just think they're
just
too much.
Yeah, like, everything is, this old Tottenham is so great. Oh my God, my little baby. Like, I'm over it.
My little baby.
I'm so over it. I'm giving it to Villa. I think even if you take it back from last season into this season... The change when Emery became, they were facing relegation, and they just kept getting better and better. I think they've recruited well, and I don't think right now no one wants to go to Villa Park.
Nobody.
I can't say the same for that stadium.
The Beyonce.
Beyonce stadium. The Beehive.
I can't bother. Run your agendas. I can't bother to fight.
Hey, I'm going for Tottenham.
I'm
going for Tottenham. My pick is definitely Tottenham. I didn't expect it from. I think at the start of the season, I didn't even put you guys in my top four.
Everyone that sent their teams back, including myself, had no one in the top five. That didn't have Spurs in the top
Tottenham
five.
Tottenham
deserve
a shout.
Don't get me wrong. Now that you have X, Y, and Z all out.
Yeah, I told you the wheels will come off. The wheels will come off.
You guys have gone from
up until this point.
In my eyes, a title fight.
Oh my God.
Leave it. You guys are going from a title fight to a top four battle, but at the same time, I didn't think Ange Postecoglou will come in and switch up the way you play football. I thought without Harry Kane, Tottenham was gonna. I don't know. I was thinking relegation. I was thinking a relegation scrap. I didn't think Son was gonna find his feet. I didn't. Ricardison. Well, I got my prediction right with Ricardison. Didn't think he was gonna bang. I know he's out injured, but he's not banging.
No, he hasn't.
And even James Maddison coming in, smartest move from your board, which you guys don't really make smart moves very often. So it's
I won't disagree with that.
No, but it's true.
No, no, yeah, well, no, I'm not, yeah, no, I'm not, yeah. I'm not disagreeing.
No, you'd agree. So yeah, for me, it's Tottenham. And I think with that being said, two people said Tottenham. Two people said
Aston Villa. Aston Villa was my pick.
Yeah, two people said Aston Villa.
Yeah, no, yeah, I suppose.
And you said Tottenham.
Yeah, and you said
I gave them a shout, but you know me, I can't ever pick one.
You gotta pick, baby girl.
Villa or Tottenham?
Villa or Tottenham? Which side you going on, baby girl? It's gonna be a
team. Why are you looking at me?
Don't look at Tiva. Don't look at Tiva.
Bearing in mind that Villa got Europa Conference last season, and we finished outside of Europe. Just saying, in terms of the actual transformation of the two teams between last season and this season. Just saying. Just saying.
No,
and do you remember how they opened the episode, Mariam? I'm just saying.
You're
killing me, man. Yeah, see the solidarity I shared.
Just they saying. Got Europa Conference League from fighting relegation. That's the context.
I don't actually think that's what my heart is saying. So don't even mind me. So you shouldn't even take my answer seriously.
What's your vagina saying?
Tottenham ain't got no good looking players, bro.
Ooh, who does Aston Villa have?
Yeah, apply the survey to both teams.
I'm gonna say because I think last season, the reason why I'm going with this is because last season, and Shai made reference to that as well, I already saw Villa's come up. So I'm not saying, of course, and they're continuing it now this season, and as much as they are, no one was expecting them to be, not that we wasn't expecting them, but right now we're approaching December and they're sitting in fifth, so I'm gonna go Spurs.
Hey, thank you, that is a clean sweep for Tottenham.
Timo,
you know it's not that deep. This is all so subjective.
That's like, good. Cooked, bro.
Hey, clean sweep.
Timo's mouth dropped.
This is just between Arsenal. I was going to say Aston Villa.
The way she started it.
What I will say now, I'm not saying that I don't believe Spurs have impressed me, because they have. It's who's impressed, right? And Spurs have really, like, that's the feeling. You know, I told you about being emotional and football, you know, thank you very
football
much.
Bringing that feeling. And Spurs have created that feeling. Do you get it? So.
Just dance.
Look at that. That doesn't go to say that Villa haven't impressed me. Do you get it?
Oh, God, I haven't felt happiness in like 2 weeks.
Oh, bless you, Lauren.
All right, we're going to leave it on top of high then. So, for our defender of the season.
Not our, yours.
So. The gold diggers friend of the season is Van de Ven.
So far.
No,
so
most far. Impressive. Most don't forget, impressive. Most, impress- most okay. impressive. Yeah.
Gold diggers most impressive defender of the season so far is Van de Ven. Midfielder, who did we have again?
You picked James. They picked James Maddison.
James Maddison.
Midfielder, we picked James Maddison. And
no, don't say they include yourself this time round.
Oh, forward and forward. Sure, it wasn't a clean sweep.
And
but.
In the forwards, we picked Sterling. I can say we for Sterling because we all picked Sterling, right? Cool. Even though I would have put Dominic Solanke in there, but it's fine. And for the team that has shocked, well, not super shocked, been most impressive to us.
That you Tottenham. Guys picked.
The triangle.
Majority rules.
I speak for everyone and say the most shocking team has probably either been Man United or Chelsea.
Manchester United, definitely.
I think it's probably Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Man United have lost.
She said that's a
no,
tough
it's a tough one,
one
because I genuinely thought Chelsea would get better and they haven't yet, kind of position wise.
We started 2-4-1. Oh, position wise.
Position.
Oh,
thank you, Liffy. Thank you. Apologies. But then I also wasn't expecting this step back under Ten Hag either, so it's a tough one.
Is that either what 6 points from top?
Yeah, they're pretty. You know when someone on TikTok. Underneath the video of Moyo said that the Man United Chelsea game is the El Tragico.
It is. It is. It's going to be so. And the thing is, you guys, I heard you talking up your thing on the other episode.
I think that's
about
the last game in the top six. I don't even bother watching it sometimes.
Yeah, you're talking about you guys it's are going to beat boring. Us. It's just going to be boring. It's going to be boring.
Where is it?
It's going to be boring.
Old Trafford.
Yeah, it's just going to be boring.
And we're better away from even.
They're getting their annual 4-1.
There's no aura at Old Trafford for United.
Who's getting their annual 4-1? Chelsea.
We're better away from home.
Last time you went there, 4-1. Time before.
1-1.
Then time before, that was 4-1 again.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not going to, this thing they keep talking about beating us. Like, maybe it might happen.
I think we will.
Nothing shocks me, but I'm saying that it's just going to be boring. I think Chelsea fans might be expecting a feast, but okay. I don't see it like that.
Full time. Who are we going for our most shocking team? I'm picking
United.
Chelsea.
Marion. Joe, you're indecisive. I'm going to let you down.
We finished 12th. We finished 12th last season.
I'm
so we're
going
on your
10th.
Manchester United finished 4th.
Chelsea. No, I'm going to say Chelsea because I just cannot believe. Also with the money spent, I think you have to apply context, everything that's happened, and the team still hasn't
sold players as well, so that's
yeah
also
but look what you
we sold like 17 players
yeah but look at what you yeah. brought in
we some sold of them 17 my, so we replaced the whole squad.
You got two new £100 million midfielders and they're both arse.
I don't think they're both arse.
Top of your head, tell me two good games Caicedo and Enzo have had this season.
Enzo had a very good game against Liverpool,
and another one,
and I also think he had a very good game against
teams.
He had a very good game against Liverpool. Don't try it.
No.
First game of the season. 100%. Finding his feet. Getting your feet wet.
You asked me for two games, right?
I'm still waiting for the second one.
Okay. Let me land.
Luton.
Caicedo.
Luton.
I think Caicedo had a very good game against
Luton.
I think he had a very good game against Man City.
Okay.
What was the
thank you for your opinion.
Pardon? How did Chelsea City game end? 4-4. Oh yeah, sorry, I kind of forget that.
Alright, cool. So who are you choosing, Mariam?
It's Chelsea. I'm saying Chelsea. That doesn't mean that United haven't been shocking. They've been horrible, but
Champions League form horrible.
Are we included in the Champions League in this?
No, to be honest, I haven't included Champions League.
Yeah, and anything to be talk about the league.
It'll be unfair to include a Champions League.
They're so lucky.
And especially because Chelsea are not in it, so. let's keep it all equal.
Yes, it's a matter of opinion, isn't it? But I think Chelsea haven't been great either.
I'm not going to lie.
And you're currently sitting below us.
I'll freaking put Chelsea in there as well. I'm not going to lie. Teema, we may play really good against like the top six teams, yeah.
Manchester
but we haven't won
4th.
One yet.
And no, we have.
But we're talking about right now. You know, all of this has been this season so far. But you keep talking about last season. We're talking about right now.
Manchester United finished 4th last season,
and they're currently 6th.
They went out and spent how much money on Mason Mount?
Not you talking about money.
Come on, man. You can't come with your big ass checkbook and that's a lot of money spent.
Am I allowed to land? Am I allowed to land?
No, but that was wild. Come on, that one. You shot yourself in the foot.
Am I not allowed to land?
You what? You can land, but you shot yourself in the foot.
Am I allowed to land or not?
Land, sis.
Land.
Is anyone else going to interrupt me?
Just go on, the main character.
I'm always the main character.
You are.
Always.
It's not always a good thing. Not if you got to beg for it.
What did you say?
Not if you've got to beg to be the main character.
I don't need to beg.
No.
Please land. The plane isn't there.
So you spent £55 million on Mason Mount, doesn't get in your team. You spent £45 million on Onana.
He's better than Sanchez.
No, he's not.
Yes,
I think Onana had a tough start, but I think he's settled a little bit. He's collected.
It's not better than Sanchez.
He's collected a couple clean sheets now. I think it's been tough for him. I'm not going to lie, but that doesn't mean he's not better.
You have to be for real.
I don't even like Sanchez.
You have to be for real. I don't even like Sanchez. Look, I can see your face.
Timo, you're actually lying.
He's not good.
I can't believe this.
He's not good. Every single goal that you've conceded this season, it's pretty much been his fault.
No, they have been a lot of the goals that we conceded have been Onana's fault. But I just feel like he had a bit of a tough start. I'm not saying that doesn't what's the word, what's what I'm looking for, oh guys help me brain, no, like I'm trying to say that doesn't the point score,
yeah, he had a poor start, but the United defense is very very shaky.
No, as well,
he's still a better goalkeeper,
but I feel
Sanchez.
Like he's collected a couple clean sheets now that will give him a little bit of a
you know,
steady his way
table,
a bit.
United is the most informed team in the league right now.
Okay, you guys
but you have to remember what
you know, you guys picked Chelsea, it's fine,
we did
fine. Cool.
Mm-hmm. It's Chelsea, guys.
Cool.
Oh, we done?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just doing my lips because I didn't want to get involved in that conversation. Because that conversation will lead to a Chelsea civil war. I don't
know. Yeah. you have to remember that saying Chelsea us? Doesn't mean that United haven't been shocked, because
no,
they have.
Fine.
I agree.
No, you guys pick Chelsea.
Oh, no, you sound like such a victim's up doing that.
You
oh,
guys
God.
Pick Chelsea. It's fine. It's fine.
Aww.
In May, we'll revisit.
In May what?
Like, Timo, this is wild. I'm so sorry. We'll for somebody who was doing up the most negative, doing up pessimistic, and now you can't admit that they've been shocking. That's wild.
I never said they weren't shocking.
No, but the fact that the comparison is between United and Chelsea, yeah? United have been horrible, horrible. Like, even the football's horrible. Like, we play probably one of the
worst.
But
even though you guys have been horrible, they're still above you.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say.
Did you not say, last time you was on the pod, you said that Chelsea had finished above Man United?
Yeah.
You might as well do. There's, but we've got a long way to go.
But we're doing as right of now. As of now, the table doesn't lie. And as of now, the judgment is
And I think that you guys are playing better than us
did
now.
Did Manchester United get a result against Man City when they played at home?
No. Timmy, you lot didn't win.
Did Manchester United one game out of 38.
Did Manchester United go away to Tottenham and get a result?
No.
But Timo, you know, you have to look at the time. You have to look at the time that these games were played, by the way. Like, you played City and Tottenham. It's been very recent, and that's when you guys have...
It's not even about that. The context is, right, when Chelsea want to go machine for machine and the game is open, Chelsea look great.
No, but
when the team put nine men behind the ball, Chelsea can't hit a barn door. Anyway, you guys don't have a clue.
You picked Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea on this. Your tenth.
Cool. Okay.
So.
Jesus.
I will choose Chelsea.
It's 4-1 right fan. Now.
I said you've chosen Chelsea.
Can I just?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Carry on, Anita. Sorry.
I will choose Chelsea purely because, like everyone said, we are 10th. We spent shitloads of money. I did say at the start of the season that we should be contending with top four regardless of anything. I think we can't spend that amount of millions, hundreds of millions, and still not be contending for top four at this time in November. I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. I do like what Poch is doing with the team. It takes nothing away from Poch. It doesn't take anything away from him at all. Doesn't take nothing away from the team when they play against the big six clubs. Doesn't take nothing away. But
we also had 10 injuries at the start of the season.
Yes, we've had. I mean, several
had
injuries.
A load of injuries at the beginning of the season too. What but do you mean? Even, no, that's a
even
fact.
The injuries.
Come on, that's there is a reason why Johnny Evans is playing.
Well, exactly, Timo. Come on, let's be fair.
The injuries even still count towards why Chelsea have been shocking anyway, because the amount of injuries that we have been having is shocking too. So everything comes into it is all just one big fat shock, and it's underwhelming. It's underwhelming. I can't lie. Like, even with the injuries that we have, it's underwhelming.
If Man United didn't have 10 first team players injured at any point in this season,
which is fair, but we're still 10th, and Man United are 6th
because they haven't had 10 first team.
But there's been, I think, at one point there was 8. There's not much difference
first team
between
injuries. I'm talking about first team
because I feel like when you. And let me finish my point before you interrupt.
They've got one goal in between them and they're still sick. How?
It's true. When you spend the amount of money that you have, and now we're talking about, okay, first team injuries, what do you mean by first? Do you just 10 players in your 25? Or are you saying that all 10 players make up the starting 11?
There was one point in terms of the amount of injuries we had. If you looked at, literally, we could have put out another 11. And I would say 75% of those would be starters for Chelsea.
Who?
You had Reece James.
He's always injured.
No. You're talking about starters for Chelsea.
He's always injured.
He's always injured. He's a starter.
He's a starter.
Okay. That's a fact. Okay? Let's establish that. What did you say?
I was going to say, when I was telling you facts just now, it was going through one and coming out the other. You said that's a fact to share that Reece James is a starter. And it's a fact, but I don't give a toss. I'm telling you, when I was talking about United and I said it's also a fact.
It went through your ears.
So let's be, no, so you have to be consistent. Okay. You're not being consistent.
So Reece James.
Let's leave it. Okay. Reece James.
Chilwell. We had Nkunku injured.
He hasn't started for you though.
In preseason.
He would, you oh know, dear. Don't be shameless, Shai.
Come on, like, we all know that he's starting that team. Like, we all know.
You know he would have been
so
starting.
So when I come and I talk about Arsenal's injuries, I can come here and say, oh, Timber.
Yeah.
But yeah, because he started your season very well.
No problem.
How many games did he play for you guys? One. You got injured first game?
Yeah. Really? But we can't talk shit because Reece James did too. So
No. I'm just asking.
Okay.
I thought
you were going to go
one
down
game.
That.
If you count the community shield, he played that as well. But it was first game of the season.
Okay.
Let me continue. We also have Fofana injured. Fofana would definitely be ahead of this Sassi. That's what's called something else.
But oh, the centre back that's better than my centre back.
I never said that.
Oh, roll the tapes.
I said that Gabriel wouldn't get in our squad, and I maintain that.
No problem.
I'd maintain that.
All right. For time, just keep going.
Oh, sorry. At one point, Enzo was injured. So that's 5.
Was this all at the same time?
And then we had Badiashile injured. That's 6.
Mm-hmm.
We had 6.
Any of your forwards?
I'm not gonna be shameless and count Brogier. I'm not gonna be shameless.
I think
and
you
do
can
that.
Because when he had his cameo, he scored.
Okay.
So Brozier. Who's playing in the nine? Ivo Nkunku or Brozier?
The thing one is, of the,
no, but in which Nkunku, one? Nkunku is going to play the 10. So again, so let me. Yeah, you can play 10. So that's seven. That's seven. It's still seven. No, because
when we've been hearing we're waiting for Nkunku to take Jackson's place in the nine, now all of a sudden we can that. Now we to play the false nine role. Who that's what that? We've been
who
hearing.
On this pod has said that.
Look, she's putting her hand up right now. Thank you.
No, but Lauren.
But now, seven, now it's that's playing seven. Ten.
Sympathy.
Okay,
right?
Let's just park it. We'll park it. We'll park it.
You're lucky.
We'll do part two another time. God almighty, I didn't even think this was going to take up the entire pod, you know?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I'm so shocked. Yeah. Like, I thought it'd just be in and out. Like, no, all right, why has my voice gone like this? Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm back. That was weird. Okay. Lastly, before we... Oh, please stop looking at each other. Do you know what it is, yeah? This corner here is tense.
I'm good, man. I've got haters.
My team is actually playing well.
I've got haters on this couch. This one.
Okay. Oh, that's him with the Lauren.
I'm not a hater. I just wanted you to accept facts. You wouldn't accept it. So that's it. I'm not a hater.
I don't know why you're so angry at me.
But I'm not angry though. Okay. I'm fine.
Anyway, sorry, Anita.
You're the one that was angry. You even doing up victim. Like, that shows you were hurt. Over subjective, just opinions.
Sorry, Anita, you were saying.
Jude Bellingham, golden boy. Woo!
I don't think he deserved it.
Yeah, that's what I was clapping for.
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you guys think he deserved it? And we'll start with you, Shai. Why don't you think Jude Bellingham deserved it? I think Jude deserved it. But
I
go
think,
ahead.
Personally, there's just, when it comes to awards these days, it's just the PR machine. And that PR machine of Real Madrid is heavy. Because for me, if you look at the nominees alongside him, you look at the campaign that Musiala had last season, you think back to the game that he actually won Bayern Munich the title. And Jude was being a water boy. It's like, how?
Sorry.
What do you mean by that?
Jude was injured on the final day of the season.
He was injured. Yeah, but he was at Dortmund handing out water bottles when they were bottling the title.
That's so horrible.
And Musiala was there winning the game for Tuchel and Bayern, and that won them the title. For me, if Musiala does that for a bigger club, if he done that for Real Madrid last year of the season, if he done that for a Barca, or even if he done that for a Liverpool, a United, you know, clubs with massive PR, it's like there's no second guessing that Jamal Musiala's golden boy. And I think for a massive club, Bayern Munich's PR is shocking. Their players keep getting shafted for awards. You think back to the season where they gave Lewandowski the wooden trophy. they gave what was the other award that they I saw for a bit to your tweet about? There was another one like second to Golden Boy, and it's just some little tiny little gold thing that looks like a teacup. Bro, Jude, listen, you've been great. You started great for Madrid, but Jamal deserved the award for the season he had.
Timo, you said
yeah, I completely agree. Musiala, I think obviously the start that Jude Bellingham has had at Madrid has been amazing, and I think it's just overshadowed a little bit of what's happened in the calendar year. And this is why I don't like these individual awards, because as you say, like, they're a PR machine, and I feel like if you don't have the right PR, you're just gonna get lost. Because there's no way. The Lewandowski thing is an absolute truth.
Bayern Munich is something other than the Bundesliga.
Honestly, how did they scrap a hot...
It was the year they won the treble. If Messi had that season... It was the year Bayern won the treble.
As in the
Messi
won
the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Yes, and they gave Lewandowski the wooden award.
Oh, sorry, I was talking about Musiala. I remember that season.
I thought
that was disrespect. Lewandowski
was disrespected. But I think what my point is that Lewandowski 100% was disrespected. But I think for other seasons, Bayern Munich need to win something other than the Bundesliga to enter the chat.
because of the PR machine.
But then Jude didn't win anything. Did he win anything? With
no.
But I think we have to apply context in the sense of the season, because let's not act like Dortmund and Bayern Munich are the same level in terms of teams.
Oh,
and
right.
And he was central. Jude was central for Dortmund to even take it to the final day, and he was injured,
but
so
Jamal,
he didn't play.
Jamal has seniors around him though.
Yeah, he plays in a much better team than that Dortmund.
And he's still shining though. I think for me, I think it was a bit of a robbery. I can't.
He got robbed. But then again, apparently he tweeted something like he doesn't like Taylor Swift.
What's that
guy? Who vote? There's a vote. There's a vote for Golden Boy, and the Swifties voted for Bellingham.
Oh my God. Yeah, because they found
it. This is why I like him even more, man.
Was it Balde? It was one player that tweeted they didn't like Taylor Swift, and all the Swifties went in and voted for Jude.
See what I mean? Like, why are they even getting... Anyway.
Anyway. Because before the Swifties come for us.
I love Taylor Swift.
What's one of her songs? California. No, that's Katy Perry.
Don't worry, just to let you know that there will be some Gold Diggers people at the Taylor Swift, because wasn't Faye trying to get tickets?
Yeah.
So she does have fans amongst this community.
Yes.
Just not us currently on the camera.
No, I am. I am a fan.
Me.
I'm a fan. Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Yeah.
Cool. Big fan. Then you start singing big one fans, of Katy Perry fans. Songs.
We're gonna cut that out, Brie. We're cutting that out. Okay, so I think we can park up this episode. We were going to talk a lot about the international break. We're going to talk about England. We're going to talk about Germany. We're going to talk about potentially Nigeria. Thank God we did get there. but I think it's been an entertaining conversation. We've had some agreements, some disagreements. And I think you guys in the comments can give us your opinions, where you think some of us went wrong. If you think that Tottenham got too many nominations, because I'm low-key looking back thinking, damn. I should not have picked
Tottenham. But there's not that many teams that have impressed like that anyway.
It is. What's wrong with you?
They're very few though, because you only even mentioned...
It's like the first time a baby says please and you go, yay, you got manners.
I'm not sure, that's harsh.
She's a bit of a hat girl. That's fine.
Don't mind her. Leave Tottenham alone. But anyway, guys, make sure you are following us individually and make sure you are following us on GoldDiggersUK _ on Instagram, GoldDiggersUK on Twitter, on X, and GoldDiggersUK on TikTok. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I did. All right, guys, we will see you guys next week, where Pip will be hosting.
Hey.
See you guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.